podcast. This podcast is part of a series of podcasts developed by young people in the PodSquad Erasmus Plus project. I'm Luigi, and I'm from Italy, and I'm here with Chiara, which is an international volunteer. And we are going to talk about volunteering, of course.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Chiara. So, let's start. Well, you are a volunteer, so explain to me what motivates people to volunteer their time and skills.
Well, usually there are two main motivations, like the desire to make a tangible difference and be part of the change, and the other one is a desire for personal growth, you know, have the chance to develop personally and professionally and be part of a community.
Yeah, I think the volunteer makes like a very important role on the personal growth. So, are there any misconceptions or myths about getting involved in volunteer work?
Yeah, like a lot. For example, the time constraints. People think that it can take too much time, but that's not true because it's quite flexible. Some organizations let you choose how much time to dedicate, or among the several projects, you can choose the project that better matches your time schedule. And another myth is that people think that you need to know already some stuff or like have some specific skills, but most of the time you develop them along the way and the association foster the development. And the last one, I think it's one of the most common myths, that it's the financial concern, like that you are going to lose money while volunteering. But nowadays, a lot of projects provide you with accommodation, they cover travel costs, so that's not true.
Yeah, so I think the way that you can choose what to do in volunteer area is very important to get some confidence about. Well,
yeah.
Now that we have debunked some myths, let's talk about the true essence of volunteering, the impact of volunteering. How important is volunteering in fostering change, and how it helps during times of crisis or disaster, communities or individual recovery?
Well, I think it's very important. Volunteering is a catalyst for change. It strengthens communities, it promotes empathy, and it creates a ripple effect of kindness. We've seen it a lot of time also recently during disaster like the earthquakes in Morocco, for example, where a lot of people went to help or donate, or in Ukraine too. But also volunteering can have an impact in the everyday life. There are a lot of organizations that promote, I don't know, digitalization, social inclusion, sustainability. So there are different forms, and the reforms has a different impact.
Yeah, I guess. And how does volunteering contribute to, let's say, like a professional development and career enhancement?
Well, nowadays, having hard skills is taken for granted, and in a very competitive environment, you need to bring something more to the table. And that's for sure soft skills that you can add to your resume, them from team working, creativity, time management. And I think volunteering can help you with that, to develop the skills that you can put to your resume, so it helps a lot.
Yeah. And can you share a personal story or experience where volunteering made a significant impact, either on yourself or the community?
I have had two experiences, one in my city where I used to help refugees to integrate in Milan, helping them with job orienteering and with bureaucratic procedures. And it impacted me a lot because I met different people with very different background than mine. And that puts really everything in perspective. They were trying to figure out how to settle in a total new environment, and I was really happy that my small knowledge about some stuff could make a huge difference for them. And then another experience was with the Team for Excellence in Romania, and through organizing workshops in schools, I get a chance to spread some pieces of knowledge to what is going to be the next generations, and I think it's a huge responsibility. And at the same time, it impacted me because I feel like I'm growing and developing a lot of my soft skills, especially digital skills, so it was really an impactful experience.
Yeah, I think volunteering is like a very important way to personal growth and to better understand something that you were probably missing before. So yeah. And what advice would you give to someone who wants to start volunteering, but they actually doesn't know where to begin?
There are a lot of options. You can check first your local community, because there are a lot of associations from charities, from the church, NGOs, so there are a lot of choices. Then there are youth public offices. They usually provide a lot of information about all of the opportunities you can take. There is also the option of online volunteering. That's very common now. And also there are different platforms. For example, there is the platform for Worldpackers that where there are people that host you, families or businesses, they host you and you can volunteer. So you meet a lot of people and sometimes you can learn. And there is also the European Solidarity Corps website that contains a lot of projects and allows you to go abroad, volunteer in the national environment. And so there are many options.
Yeah, there are actually many options to start volunteering everywhere in the world. So, yeah. And are there any innovative or unique volunteer programs or initiatives that have caught your attention recently?
Well, of course, the last one that I mentioned, the European Solidarity Corps, because it debunks all the myths that we were talking about earlier, because it's set on gaining skills while helping. And they provide you with accommodation, they cover travel costs, and you get to meet a lot of young international volunteers from all over Europe and also more, and at the same time, it contributes to social change.
That I think that's actually the most important things.
Yeah.
So thanks very much, Chiara, for being with us. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Please follow the PodSquad project and listen to all the podcasts developed in this series.